Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Kids plus financial literacy plus technology is a pretty compelling equation. I love that. But there is a ton of stuff out there already. I do segments on financial literacy for kids all the time. So I was intrigued by this new startup called Treasure. So it provides kids with educational resources. That's not actually that new. There's lots of that. But what it also provides is the option of getting a kid their own prepaid MasterCard. I have so many feelings about this, so many feelings. The CEO of Treasure is Matt O'Leary, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, Bruce?
You have kids. You got what, a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old, correct?
Yes.
This is incredibly important for the credibility of this entire conversation, because if someone does not have kids, I don't think they can talk with any credibility on financial literacy for kids. I want to ask you to describe the Treasure app. What is it?
Yes. So it's a prepaid MasterCard, as you mentioned. It also comes with an app for parents and an app for kids. And it's built around a payday model where you pay your kids on a weekly basis, basically an allowance, and you can run that, whether it's a no strings attached allowance, tie all the earnings to, say, chores, so it's fully earned, or a hybrid of both. It's very flexible for different parenting styles.
Is it inextricably linked to the prepaid card, or is there a way to use the app without using that particular part of it?
Yes, absolutely. So we actually have a free version, which is sort of like a play money version of it. I don't know how familiar you are with the save, spend, give model and like the jar system.
Oh, we have jars. We have a fourth jar in our house. It is invest. So we have four jars in our house,
which is a very important jar. So it's really modeled after that, or at least inspired by that. And the free version of the app basically makes that sort of like a digital virtual tracker, if you will. So you can sort of do it, because what we're seeing these days is, you know, it's very much becoming a cashless society, and kids want to buy games and order things from Amazon.
And with those three jars, does the Treasure app sort them into the jars such that the kid is only able to spend from a certain jar, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the app, you have basically a spending account, a saving account, and a giving account. And those track, basically those are like the jars.
So when my 11-year-old takes this card and wants to go for bubble tea, and her spending allocation within the app is at zero, what happens?
Declined.
So she will stand there. Oh, I love the vision of this. What? She will be declined. So how do you then turn on the saving part? Is that me as the parent who would unleash those access to those funds?
Yeah. So basically each week the kid gets paid their payday, depending on what their allowance is and how that breaks down. And then that money will go into their saving account, and it can also be split into the other accounts as the parent sees fit. So you can set how much percentage goes into savings, how much goes into giving, and then the rest usually will be going to spending.
We have always, and I have always been a huge advocate for the physicality of allowance, even though when I was young, it was in a ledger, because there were five kids in my family. So managing the cash would have been ridiculous, but you had it in a ledger. And then when you wanted to withdraw, you had to go to my dad, you had to make a PowerPoint presentation and build the case for your ability to buy sweet tarts for 10 cents. Only mostly kidding. How has the transition, what are the trade-offs from physical money to a prepaid card in your view?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, cash, as we know, has been a great teaching tool. The big difference really in my mind is that very few, like carrying cash just isn't as common these days. There are very few places that only accept cash, right? And kids especially want to buy, you know, Robux and things like in-game purchases, things online. And it's convenient. I mean, obviously you can add your card to, I mean, this is a feature we'll be launching very soon, but, you know, use Apple Pay or Google Wallet. So you don't have to actually carry a physical card. There, you know, kids have phones. So it's also safer that way as well. And the beauty of prepaid is you can't overspend, as mentioned before. So we've also seen some nightmares where kids are overspending in on Robux and things like that.
Do both your 7 and 12 year olds have the card, or was there an age at which you thought, no, they're responsible enough here? What's the sweet spot in your view?
Yeah, the sweet spot's really for the card. I would say it starts around 8 or 9. And even more sweeter than that is like middle school, right? Once kids are out and about, they may be out buying lunches, things like that. That's where it really becomes. So, you know, preteen, teenagers, that's the real sweet spot.
What are the fees for this? How does it work?
So we have different plans. Essentially, if you sign up for a year, it's $5 a month and then 50% off for each additional child.
And the $5 a month covers the prepaid card. Is there an additional transaction cost or anything like that?
Right now, there are no other transaction fees with the card.
What is, so, you know, obviously with all of this, there is the tool and then there's the education that is around the tool. What are the key elements that parents need to cover if they are going to equip their child with the Treasure app?
Right. So one of the key features really is that in the settings where you set the percentage of what's being saved each week, right? And this really comes back to, you know, the golden rule of personal finance, which is pay yourself first, right? So we recommend a minimum of 10%, but with my kids, it's upwards of like 50. But the real idea there is to build that habit early. Each week, no matter how much money you make, you're putting a certain percentage away into savings. So that's sort of like one of the very key features.
I am an unrestricted allowance parent. Are you, where do you net out? Do you pay your kids for chores?
Yeah, that's a good point. And initially I was like a no strings attached allowance kind of person, and recently switched to a hybrid. So they get a certain set amount to ensure they are getting money on a regular basis, because that's very important. And then they can earn more. So now they're learning about, you know, making money and doing chores and things like that. So
what do you have them do? Are they tending your cannabis plants? Are they cutting your hair? What are they doing?
Yeah.
That was a joke, by the way. Just kidding.
There's some basic stuff, right? Like take out the trash, do the dishes, empty the dishwasher. There's things like that. We have our older one picking up her daughter from school, or at least we were, things like that.
Where's this in 5 years? So you can put out to the universe how big this goes, the scope of products that you offer. This is the beginning. It's not the end. Where's this headed?
Yeah, great question. And you mentioned this earlier, the fourth jar, investing. We're really excited about the investing side of things. And I sometimes joke about this, but, you know, compound interest being the eighth wonder of the world. So we think it's really important that there are interest-bearing accounts for these savings accounts. We're likely going to start with high-interest savings accounts and then graduate into some investing-style accounts. But that's sort of like two key features we plan to launch soon.
Why are you standalone and why are you not owned by a big bank? It would seem to me to be a genius product for a bank to provide, given how weak most of their offerings are for young people. My kid has a bank account in the bank that I've banked with since I was 10, and it's terrible. There's nothing that goes along with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is at least one big bank here in Canada working on something in the space. It is sort of mind-blowing that more aren't doing it. And we believe that, you know, years from now, a debit card for kids with these types of features is just going to be the norm. You wouldn't expect anything less.
The app is called Treasure. It, for the paid version, includes a prepaid MasterCard. It's a really interesting idea. Matt O'Leary, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Matt O'Leary is the CEO of Treasure.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.